We'd like to focus on media use in very young children from birth to age 2. Dr. Christakis, can you talk about how early experiences impact young children's brain development?
The interesting thing is that we're actually born with our brains not fully formed. In fact, the newborn brain triples in size in the first 2 years of life. And it does that in direct response to external stimulation. The mind is fine-tuned to the world that babies are born into. And there's a critical period early on where that environment leads to long-term functional differences. So as an example, any child born anywhere in the world can learn to speak any language fluently. But if they're not exposed to certain sounds early in life, even though they can learn to speak a second language fluently later in life, they'll never sound like a native speaker. So a baby born in mainland China today can learn to speak fluent Mandarin, but if she doesn't hear English on a regular basis, she'll never be able to sound like a native English speaker later in life, struggling to make certain sounds we're all familiar with, like rolling her R's. It's not because she wasn't born with that ability. It's because early on, her mind determined there was no need for her to make those sounds, and she lost the capacity that she otherwise would have had. So those early experiences, whether it's with language, acquisition, or any kind of early learning environment, has long-term implications.